Good evening. This is your Tesla Daily Update for June 27, 2026. Tesla is juggling major developments across legal, production, and autonomy fronts today. Let's start with legal matters. Tesla has settled a lawsuit stemming from a 2023 fatal pedestrian crash in Arizona involving its full self-driving system, the first reported pedestrian fatality tied to Tesla's automated driving technology. Terms were not disclosed. Meanwhile, the family of a woman killed this month in a Texas Model 3 crash has filed a new lawsuit, alleging use of an automated driving assistance system. On the regulatory side, the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration has officially closed its engineering analysis into power steering loss affecting roughly 376,000 Tesla Model 3 and Model Y vehicles from the 2023 model year. The closure follows an over-the-air software recall Tesla issued in 2025 to address the issue. Shifting to production, Tesla plans to increase output at its Berlin Gigafactory by 20%, targeting 7,500 vehicles per week starting in October. That expansion will require hiring approximately 1,000 additional employees. Meanwhile, the larger Model YL, which has been a hit in China, appears headed for the US market this year. In safety news, the Cybertruck earned the 2026 Top Safety Pick Plus rating from IHS, the only truck to achieve that distinction. And Tesla released video of its semi-truck successfully handling a jackknife situation on icy roads at its Alaska winter testing facility, showcasing its vehicle dynamics control system. On autonomy, Tesla is expanding its unsupervised robotaxi service across the entire Austin metro area in Texas. The Robotaxi initiative is becoming a central pillar of Tesla's growth strategy as the company pivots toward AI and robotics. Looking at the numbers, analysts expect Tesla to report approximately 406,000 vehicle deliveries and 13.8 gigawatt-hours of energy storage deployments for Q2 2026. And in corporate news, Elon Musk exercised 303.96 million Tesla stock options and increased his voting power to roughly 20%. That move has reignited speculation about a potential merger between Tesla and SpaceX. Finally, Tesla, in partnership with Sunrun and Renew Home, announced an agreement to supply over 16 gigawatts of flexible energy capacity to hyperscalers and utilities, a major play in the grid-scale energy market. That's all for today's Tesla update. Stay tuned for tomorrow's news.